Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Chav Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Vav and Aleph on the 8th line, Reb Loza Bar Yosi. Reb Loza Bar Yosi Bar Koimi Reb Yosi. Although the Tamer get Echad Pasol Bishtei Noshim with the Garasor, the Hain Shnei Gittin Fulim Bishtei Noshim. Reb Loza Bar Yosi asked Reb Yosi, the Sefer of our mission teaches that one get is possible when it was written for one of two women and it wasn't decided which until afterwards. Similarly, two gittin should be possible for two women when he didn't specify which is for which, because they have the same names. Amalei v'kini, Rav Yosi answered, yeah, that's correct. Amalei v'hataninan shnei gittin, yeshilcho shnayim, v'nisa'alvu noisin shneihem lezu v'shneihem lezu. Blaza Rav Yosi asked Rav Yosi, well, the Mishnah teaches that if two men sent two gittin and they became mixed up, the shliach gives both of them to this woman and both of them to that woman, and they're both divorced. Taman zekos lishma v'zekos lishma tarubasi shekarma v'mahacha lo zu kos lishma v'lo zu kos lishma. Rav Yosi answered that there, this get was clearly written lishma for this particular woman, and that get was clearly written lishma for the other woman, just a mixture cause that we now don't know which is which. We say that each is divorced through the get that was written for her. However, here, at the time that he wrote it, it wasn't clearly lishma, which wasn't the shame of this particular woman, and not clearly lishma for the other woman. The Gemara asked when the Sefer, since in the end he gave to her, it to be as if it was written clearly Lishma from the beginning because of Breva, because of this retroactive selection. Rabbi Yosi Bishem, Rabbi Bivun, Rabbi Shimon he. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Bivun, answered that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds against the concept of Breva, of retroactive selection. The Tani, Amar Loman Aseli Shnei Zugim Echal Lekarka Veechal Behima Aseli Shnei Machatzalais Achas Leshchiva Achas Laolim Aseli Shnei Sadinim Achas Laolim Achas Lezvois Hari Elu Tmeim Ad Sheyafrisha Betahara. Vaisa says, if one tore across and make for me two bells, one for something attached to the land and one for an animal, only the latter one is Makabal Tumma, or make for me two mats, one to lie on and one for a tent. Only the first one is Makabal Tumma, or make for me two sheets, one for a tent and one for designs, for a sample or to hang on the wall. Only the first is Makabal Tumma. If the craftsman made both and didn't specify which is for which, both are Tumma until he specifies which is for this need and which is for that need, one which is for the need that is Tal, then one is retroactively Tal. If Shimon Matai ad Yafrisham v'Tumma, if Shimon is Matai until he specifies which is for the need that is Tame. Madhu Omar Taman Achehi Kli Meshav Shoina Kahu Omar Achehi Kos Lishma Meshav Shoina. Just like you say there, Quantu Shimon is Taho until it's a Kli Ma'aseh from the beginning. So he says here, it's not a get until it's clearly Lishma from the beginning. Vichananya B'Shem Rabbi Bivun Bachia to Rabbi. Vichananya quoting Bivun Bachia says it is like Rabbi who holds Aim Breva means he's against the concept of retroactive selection. Amar Rav Yochan, Matani Kein, Kolatanoim, Poislim Beget, Divi Rebbe. And Rav Yochan says we have a support this from the Vaisa, that Rebbe says that all Tanaim disqualify in a get, even if they were fulfilled. We don't say that retroactively it was Croesus. The Chacham Maimim, Eshur Poisel, Paper, Poisel, Lichsav, Veshur Ena Poisel, Paper, Ena Poisel, Lichsav. The Chacham say that what disqualifies verbally disqualifies in writing. The get wasn't written for Croesus, but does not disqualify verbally, does not disqualify in writing. Hariyat Mutas Lachol Adam, Chutz Meploini, Hoyo Behu Poisel, Beper Poisel Bechsav. Hari Zekitei Chamanas Yotit Nili Masayim Zuz, Hoyo Beina Poisel Beper, Eina Poisel Bechsav. You are permitted to every man except for Ploini, since it disqualifies verbally, it disqualifies in writing. This is your get on condition that you give me 200 Zuz, which does not disqualify verbally, does not disqualify in writing. Amr Yudan, Ma Pligan, should say, Vishulai Bittel, Tanai, Aval, Im, Tanai, Af, Rebbe, Maida. Rav Yudan says, about what do they argue? It's when he was not Mavatel, his condition. But if he was Mavatel, his condition, even Rebbe agreed that retroactively it was written, the shame creases. Yesenia Hada Amr, Kola Tanoim, Taninan, Begitin, the Loi Karebi, and the Gemara asks, well, this means that all Tanaim taught in Mishnah and Gittin are unlike Rebbe. Amr Bchinna, Taman, Bekritu Amanaskain, Gram Hacha, Benoisin Amanaskain. Bchinna answered that there, the Vice of Rebbe, he wrote on this condition, it was not written for Croesus, it's possible, even if you fulfill the Tanai, the same applies to a get written on Tanai, on the condition that, for example, to divorce the one I will want. Here, the Tanaim and the Mishnayos, he gave on this condition. The get itself was written for Croesus. Rabbi Ezra bar Koimi, Rabbi Mana, Ada Amma, Ein Tfasim, Shasei Karebi. Rabbi Ezra asked Rabbi Mana, Rabbi disqualified what was written in the get even after the Torah. This means that there's no difference between Tov and Tofes according to Rabbi. Amale, Min At Boy, Min Rabbi, Rabbi Kabuda, Rabuda, Paisel, Batovsim. If Mana answered, don't question Rabbi, perhaps Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who decrees and disqualifies Tofes, Lelishma, due to the Torah. Rishokish Amakar Tanayim, Paisim, Baget, Diviako. Rishokish says that all Tanayim disqualify in a get. And all say this. Asa Uvda Kaimi Rabbi Yumia, Va'avad, Kareish Lokish. A case came in front of Rabbi Yumia, and he ruled like Rish Lokish. Amale Rabbi Yossi, Shavakim, Shavkin, Rabbi Yochanan, Va'avdin, Kareish Lokish. Rabbi Yossi asked, do you abandon Rabbi Yochanan and follow his Talmud Rish Lokish? Amale, how you say, do Rabbi Yochanan, Hawaya, Hawaisa, do Rabbi Rish Lokish, love Hawaya? That Rabbi Yumia said is Rabbi Yochanan's ruling the halacha and Rish Lokish's ruling is not the halacha. Here the halacha follows Rish Lokish. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, loy, Rish Lokish polygot Rabbi Yochanan, elamasnisa, shama va'amadala. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha says that Rish Lokish does not argue with Rabbi Yochanan based on his own reasoning, while he heard a baisa and relied on it. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabun, loy, do Rish Lokish matris the kabba Rabbi Yochanan, begain de ispalgi, Allah, and begain mafkin of the mine. Rabbi Yossi Rabun says that Rish Lokish did not argue with Rabbi Yochanan to do unlike him, rather in order to derive the halacha in practice. Hashem Masnisa who Samach Alaya had Deloy Masnisa who Mevatel Daite Mekayim Daite Rabbi Yochanan. When he heard a Baisa, unlike Rabbi Yochanan, he relied on it. But when he did not hear a Baisa, he nullified his opinion and accepted Rabbi Yochanan's opinion.